girls, not now.
Is it true Audrey 2 is Grand Marshal for the Rose Bowl?
Is it true the shop is decorating the senior prom?
It's all true now, please.
There's another big hot shot looking for you, Seymour. From uptown, he's been asking all over where can he find you.
You're famous, Seymour!
Is that him?
That's him, Mr. Bernstein.
Thank you, girls. Seymour Crelvon, sweetie, honey, baby, pussycat!
Do I know you?
Of course not, but are you gonna be happy when you do? Seymour, sweetheart, dollface, boomerang! Hey, Seymour Crelvon, you prince, you? My name is Bernstein, I'm with NBC. I came down here to convince you to do a weekly TV show for me. Seymour Crelvon's gardening tips. You like it? I love it. For half an hour on Sundays at 4. TV's first home gardening program. You'll make a mint and our ratings will soar.
Is it the meek shall inherit? You know the book doesn't lie. It's not a question of merit. It's not demand and supply. They say the meek gonna get it. And you're a meek little guy. You know the meek are gonna get what's coming to them by and by.
Your own TV show, Seymour.
Coast to coast.
Your name in lights.
Your face on screen.
Sign it.
Sign it.
Sign that contract.
Isn't it exciting?
Here he is, Mrs. Luce. We found him. He's right here.
Oh, my darling. My precious. My sweet, sweet thing. Oh, I'm so delighted to make your acquaintance. Cutie, sweetness, Seymour, baby doll, I'd like a word with you, lover. I'm sure you know me, the editor's wife. We want your face on the cover of the December 3rd issue of Life. Yes, the front of Life magazine. Now that's an honor we so seldom grant. We'll send someone down, let's say Thursday, for shots of you and your beautiful plant.
They say the meek shall inherit. You know the book doesn't lie. It's not a question of merit. It's not demand and supply. They say the meek gonna get it. And you're a meek little guy. You know the meek are gonna get what's coming to them by and by.
Life magazine? Oh my goodness, Seymour. You're gonna make it straight to the top.
How did you do it?
Here he is, sir. The incredible Seymour Crelvon, owner of the fabulous Audrey 2, America's most amazing and largest unidentified plant.
Stop! This is Seymour Crelvon. We've been trying to reach you, baby. Have your lines been busy? Did you get our telegram?
I don't think so.
Well, it's a good thing I came down in person. Pleased to meet you, kid. Skip Snip, William Morris Agency. Forget the cable we sent you. It's nice to meet me. The pleasure is yours. Now let my firm represent you. We want to book you on lecturing tours. College Campus Rotary Club. The kind of bookings my office can do. Show the plant, then talk, answer questions. It's educational, lucrative too.
My future's starting, I've got to let it. Stick with that plant and gee, my bank account will thrive. What am I saying? No way, forget it. It's much too dangerous to keep that plant alive. I take these offers, that means more killing. Who knew success would come with messy, nasty strings? I sign these contracts, that means I'm willing to keep on doing bloody, awful, evil things.
Must be destroyed.
But then there's Audrey, lovely Audrey. If life were tawdry and impoverished as before, she might not like me, she might not want me. Without my plant, she might not love me anymore.
They say the meek shall inherit.
Where do I start?
You know the